Last Thursday, a WA police officer was charged with the murder of Joyce Clark, a 29-year-old Yamatji woman. The officer shot Clark in the stomach, who later died in hospital. She was walking the streets at the time and had suffered ongoing mental health issues, which led her sister to call police for assistance. The police officer was later granted bail of $100,000 and is set to appear in the Stirling Gardens Magistrates Court on March 25th. Joyce Campbell, a Yamatji elder, Aboriginal activist and founder of social media page Boomerang Justice, spoke to The Wire's Malvika Hamath about how the Aboriginal community have reacted to the murder charge.
I think a lot of Aboriginal people in the community feel relieved but sceptical at the same time.
And the police officer was later granted bail of $100,000. How has this made you and other Aboriginal people in the community feel?
It's made us feel annoyed and angry because why is he able to have a bail when he's waiting for a murder charge trial?
According to the WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson, it has been 93 years since a police officer from WA has been charged with murder while in the line of duty. What do you make of this statement, and do you think the police officer should have used lethal force on Miss Clark?
He shouldn't have used lethal force upon Joyce Clark. Why have they got tasers? And these police were familiar with Joyce, so they would have known that Joyce had mental health issues. And using some wisdom to approach Joyce would have been much more preferred. I really believe Joyce could have been apprehended even with a taser.
How has the relationship between the police and the Aboriginal community in Geraldton altered between before and after this incident?
There's never been a good relationship anyway with the police. But I know very well that I'm not happy with the police. And furthermore, my own son was serving in the Western Australia Police Force. He had to eventually leave because Aboriginals in the justice system are trampled on anyway. We receive the same treatment as those in custody.
Do you think police officers should undergo special training to deal with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
Not only should they have special training, they should have intense education on the history and try and make difference and make a change to change this horrific history.
Do you think this charge is a step in the right direction?
Well, that remains to be seen in the future, whether it's just a tokenism charge. A lot of the people are saying the murder charge won't be proven and he'll get off.
That was Joyce Capewell, a Yamatji elder, Aboriginal activist and founder of social media page Boomerang Justice, speaking with The Wire's Malvika Hamath.